Hawaii airport and harbor officials rely on federal agencies like Customs and Border Protection and the Centers for Disease Control to alert them on the arrival of Ebola-infected travelers. Although the chance of this occurring is remote, if an infected person arrives in Hawaii, state epidemiologist Dr. Sarah Park says there are plans and procedures in place.
Whether it's a cruise ship, a sea liner, a commercial liner, airplane, until you have symptoms, you are not infectious. There is no need to quarantine healthy passengers, healthy crewmen. However, we will need a complete and accurate manifest. We need to have complete, accurate contact information.
Dr. Park says staff at the Disease and Outbreak Control Division, which she heads at the State Department of Health, will contact ill passengers, actively monitor them, and take the necessary steps to minimize exposure to others. But Dr. Park says travel history must be from West Africa and exposure must be at a certain level.
Even if you are on the same ship or plane, does not mean you're at risk. You know, I'm sitting next to the individual. As long as we're not sharing bodily fluids, you know, my risk is low. If I am taking care of him, if I am mopping his brow, I'm, you know, taking care of all his secretions, then I'm at risk.
Every hospital in the state has the capability of isolating a patient, but not all can medically treat Ebola once symptoms show, especially at smaller hospitals on the neighbor islands. Toby Claremont is director of emergency services at the Healthcare Association of Hawaii and also co-chairs the Ebola Virus Disease Working Group. Claremont says all hospitals are not staffed or equipped for prolonged intensive care.
They'll all be able to initiate care and hold them for a short period of time, but then we're going to be sort of burning through their capability side. They might say, hey, I need to send them to Oahu. We know that this game is about keeping people alive, and that's why we felt that, you know, going for those facilities with the best 24-hour intensive care was the right decision.
Transfer procedures are also being worked out, including dedicated ambulances on all islands, use of special biocontainment chambers, and special teams to accompany ill patients. Director of Health, Dr. Linda Rosen, says Ebola has re-emphasized infection control in the healthcare industry.
We want workers to think about using protective equipment. So I think that part of this preparation is not just for this one disease. It's to remind all of us that there are many infectious diseases out there, ones we've had before, such as SARS, and ones that we may not have seen yet, let's say a new avian flu or something.
Senate Health Committee Chair and Emergency Room Doctor Josh Green says he will continue to coordinate preparations to include funding, future training, air transport requirements, and other resources.
If we had a severe outbreak, it would have not only tragic effect on the family that lost a loved one, but it would have a catastrophic effect on our economy. So we can't afford as a tourist state to, number one, let anyone get sick, and two, to see people be afraid of coming to Hawaii. So we're going to be the most prepared state from my perspective.
The next informational briefing is in 3 weeks, November 19th. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.